ahead and open up the Common Sense Hotline. Well, what do you think about Proposal 1 that you just heard the point of view from Rich Studley? Amendment to the state constitution. I don't like the fact that every one of these proposals amends the state constitution. So, financial disclosures, detailed annual reports, reducing the number of years to be served in the House and Senate from 14 to 12. And tell me what you think. The hotline number, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. First up, Trucker Randy, Randy Bishop from Northern Michigan, who is also on the radio across the great northern parts of this state. Randy, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
I think you have a different point of view.
Yes, sir. Rich Studley and Jace Bulger, the former Speaker of the House, are the two primary lobbyists that are getting paid huge money to do this. Totally disagree with it. It should be a no vote by every Michigander.
Why do you say that?
Term limits, number one, were passed overwhelmingly, and it forced new people into our legislature. I know you don't like term limits. I understand. You say there's a power of the ballot box.
Right.
The problem is 92% of our incumbents get reelected. Two freshman state reps from our area, Ken Borton, who was representing the 105th, John Roth representing the 104th, had an absolutely horrible, horrible voting record as freshmen. Both of them were primary challenged, and both of them won re-election because they were incumbents.
So let me ask you then, so that part is a two-part deal here.
Yeah.
Term limits going from 14 to 12, sounds like you would support that, but you don't.
No, because you're doubling basically the amount of time they can serve in the House from 6 years to 12, and you're multiplying the Senate capability potential by 1.5. They go from 8 years to 12. You're extending their ability to basically be incumbents, get reelected, get all this special interest money group money in their PACs, in their reelection campaigns, and defeat any primary challenger. It's the worst idea that has ever come down the pike, and then they throw this fraudulent.
Worst ever? Come on, Randy. It's not the worst ever. Joe Biden being president is the worst idea ever.
No. I'm talking about amending the Constitution.
I know, Randy.
Okay. Now, here's the other point real quick. This transparency carrot that they're dangling in this does not apply to candidates. It only applies once they get elected. If they wanted true transparency, they would have made it so that anybody running for office, so we could look at their reports before we vote for them. But no, they want to wait until you're voted into office. You are then an incumbent, and then they'll share information. What are you going to do about it, Steve, after they're already sworn in? Nothing. This is a joke. This is a complete, absolute power grab. Jace Bulger wants to go back and be Speaker of the House for 6 years. He was termed out after six. He wants to go back for another six.
But how can he do that?
Because he could get elected.
Now, hold on.
And because
Jace Bulger then has never been in the Senate, is what you're telling me.
Correct. He doesn't have any desire in the Senate. He wants to serve his little niche area, and he wants to be Speaker of the House. That's where the power and that's where the money is.
All right.
This is a horrible proposal. Vote no on it. And every time I hear Studley come on, I just think about how many thousands of dollars he and Jace Bulger are getting paid to promote this crap.
From who?
There are certain people, and I'm not going to mention names because one of them has recently endorsed and supported financially our candidate for governor. So I don't want to go down that road.
All right.
Fair enough. I followed the money. Followed the money, Steve, and this is a bad deal for Michigan. And surely you do not do this with a constitutional amendment, which is impossible to overturn.
I don't disagree with that, but stop calling me Shirley. Trucker Randy, everybody. Randy Bishop.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have both sides of the story, and I think that's a good thing to do. Randy, appreciate that. Two sides of the story here. And why wouldn't you? And so as we digest what Rich Studley said, what Randy said, well, why wouldn't you want to know who's paying for the candidates as well? I would want to know that as well, I think. I think we'd all want to know that as well. So there's something to consider from Randy Bishop, Trucker Randy. Proposal one, yes or no? What say you? What say you? 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate, a combination thereof, a couple of terms in the House, a couple of terms in the Senate, you're at 12. I don't know. Something to consider, that's for sure. So much to talk about. By the way, a programming note. I will not be here for a couple of days. Take a couple of days off and get my daughter moved into college. It's an important thing to do. So I'm going to take a couple of days off here from the program. Scott Bertrand will be here from Hillsdale College taking my place. So give him all the support you possibly can. Scott Bertrand from Hillsdale will be sitting in for me here at the Steve Gruber Show. Make sure you tune in and give him some help. And don't forget to support WolverineWaterSystems.com. Wolverine Water, the best pure water in Michigan for 75 years now. WolverineWaterSystems.com. We have the reverse osmosis system in our kitchens, the greatest thing ever. Best drinking water ever, the RO system from Wolverine. WolverineWaterSystems.com. You go ahead and tell Paul Mahaney, my good friend, that I sent you on over. Say, hey, Paul, Gruber sent me. He's probably sick of hearing it, so say it a couple more times. I'll be right back. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. thegrindscore.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.